guys, coming at you with another episode of the Dominator Podcast. And just off the bat, want to say that I'm really trying hard to get these more on a consistent schedule. I know that you guys are just clawing and wanting more of this goodness. That's besides the point. I wanted to talk to you about not knowing what to do. And what I mean by that specifically with content creation is when you first start out, you're going to not know how to do basically everything. There might be a few exceptions out there, and few of you out there have some knowledge of video editing, sound. I just said sound three times. I couldn't think of it, the word. Experience with sound and manipulating that. But you're not going to know what to do in regards to how to set up a stream, how to get it going, maybe what the quality is, what it's going to take. And it's going to take a lot of time for you to get to a spot where you start feeling proficient and start feeling, okay, you know what? Hey, I actually have something that I think a lot of people, and I bring this topic up because I think a lot of people start off just making excuses of not going out and doing. And that's one of them. Hey, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get started. I don't have this. I don't have that. All you have to do is go on YouTube, go on Google, go on Reddit. That's all I did to learn everything that I've learned up until this point about content creation. I've spent hours and hours scouring the internet trying to find information from other very extremely helpful people and other content creators who are willing to share this information with other people. You have no idea how many hours I've spent and how many hours the top people have spent just learning the craft and learning how to do just the simplest things of adding a bot to your chat. Like, learning how to do that takes time, and it takes a spirit and a willingness to learn. In any field, in any sort of industry you're trying to get into, especially one that you don't know a lot about going in, i.e. content creation, video game streaming, it's going to take a lot of time and having a heart to willing to learn. Learning from other people who have more knowledge than you, just being humble to what you can learn from these people. Because at the end of the day, I say that phrase a lot, by the way, they're the ones who are going to be able to help you get to those goals that you have. There's so many people out there who don't even realize how much they've influenced me and my content indirectly just by sharing the knowledge that they have. They had to go through maybe struggles for the first time, figuring how to do it, tinkering with things, and then just shared it with everyone else. And now we're here. Now I'm at a place where I'm starting to get a hang of things, and by no means I'm not perfect, and I have so much left to learn. And being humble to that fact is what's really going to help me be successful one day. It may not be tomorrow, it may not be 5 years from now, but I always in my own life want to just continue to have that drive for knowledge, that drive to learn, and that humility to learn. And if you really want to make content creations like something worthwhile for you, or you know, hey, you have all these goals and want success in that, you're going to need to have an attitude of, you know what, I have a lot to learn, I'm ready to go, and not be arrogant about it. And you could go through bumbling around and gung-ho and just learn on your own. If that's you, do that. But that's not me. I get frustrated. I know myself in that regard, and I wanted to go out and find that information, tinker with that information, work it all out on my own, and then I learn. So I hope that helped in some sort of way, just inspiring you to be humble enough to willing to learn new things, especially in a field that you may not, or craft that you may not have a lot of knowledge in. You can listen to this podcast basically anywhere, but you can find it mostly on iOS, Google Play, and Spotify. Those are the big three that I'm on. And if you're watching this on YouTube, Facebook, please leave a comment or a like. I'd really appreciate it. That'd be amazing. And if you have the time to rate the podcast, go ahead and rate it on any of those platforms you're on. Once again, thank you so much for listening. I hope this brought you value, and I'll see you next time.